So welcome everyone to the third class of the Reincarnation series. Today we're going to cover the topics of divine inspiration and how to utilize the knowledge and the wisdom to be guided on your soul journey. So I'm going to start with a little bit of a recap of what we've covered in the first two classes. And really the goal is the knowledge of reincarnation is to give you tools to make your life better. So if you're going on a treasure hunt, you're not going to start looking in your neighbor's bushes for your treasure. And really that's your soul path and your soul journey. You want to be able to know where to go and where to dig. And really that's what the knowledge and the tools and the wisdom allow you to connect to. So we connect to the five levels of the soul, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida. We covered that in the first lecture. And really understanding as you spiritually grow, you can elevate to different soul levels. And the whole idea is spiritual cleansing. And it's really not always the good things you do. It's what you're doing that may be negative, that may be preventing your soul from growing. So Eliyahu gives a great example that we've covered, and it's the dirty champagne glass. So a lot of times we're waiting for the blessings to manifest in our lives, and it's that bottle of champagne, $10,000 bottle, whatever you like, and your actual cup has dirt on it. So you won't be able to hold that champagne or the blessings because you have a residue of dust and dirt that you need to clean to be able to connect to that. We also covered reincarnation, and really that's when a soul enters a body once it's born and it leaves once a soul leaves this earth. And Ibur, where a righteous soul can enter your body during your life to help you spiritually grow. Different ways we can reincarnate into minerals, vegetables, animals, and humans. And I just kind of like to take it to the audience if there's anything that you have really connected to or something that you found interesting about reincarnation in the past few classes. Anyone at all?
I'll share.
Please.
After the last sessions, I was more aware of reincarnation. So I was very careful of my actions because ultimately the way we behave in this lifetime depends on what we will reincarnate. So it taught me to be very mindful and careful and present.
Beautiful. Anyone else? So for me, I think really studying the wisdom, it allows you to see that you're really part of something much greater than yourself. Like this morning I went on a run and I saw a few snails and I was like very careful not to step on them because I knew there's, you know, their souls or they've come back for something, and just being really aware of, you know, trees and minerals and really everything around you and how we're all connected. So we think for me, that's been one of the biggest lessons. Okay, great. So we're going to cover divine inspiration first. So what is divine inspiration? So really that's when you get a message from the Creator from above on how to guide you on your soul journey. So it's really using the tools to assist you in reincarnation in the process to be guided on your path. And you may ask, well, how does this work? How do I achieve divine inspiration? And really the way that it can come is messages can come from animals. They can come in dreams. They can come in many ways. Oftentimes you'll hear a message yourself and it'll be dressed in your own voice. And I think oftentimes a lot of us get stuck on the message. So I know if I have a dream, I'll be very careful in, you know, what exactly happened and like what time the dream was. And it's not really about the message. If your message isn't clear, it's really an indication that you have more work to do to get clearer messages. So I think it's really easy to kind of get stuck on the messenger or how the message comes to you, and not really be concerned why your messages aren't clear, because sometimes we'll get a clear message on what to do or how to approach something, and sometimes it's a little bit mixed. And really the goal is to have more clarity in the messages and to really connect to the divine inspiration. Another way that a message can come is through angels. And really, based on our actions, we can connect to positive or negative angels. So through our speech, through our thoughts, through our actions, you're really attracting either positive angels or negative angels. So let's say you wake up in the morning and you go to your neighbor's house and, you know, you do something nice for them and all day you're kind and smiling, but then on your way home, you're honking at everyone on the road and have horrible road rage, like some people I know. So you're going to be attracting both positive and negative angels. So a lot of the messages are going to be unclear. So that's why sometimes you struggle with, you don't know what to do. It's because you're really attracting both angels based on your actions and what you're doing. Another way you can draw angels is when you're working on yourself spiritually. So if you want to work on yourself spiritually to look cool or you want recognition, you're actually attracting the wrong angels because your intentions aren't right. Or if you go to help someone or you pay the bill because you want recognition, it's not coming from the right place. So even though the action may be great, if your intention is not in the right place, you will be drawing negative angels. And really the goal is when you're studying or you're working on yourself spiritually is to connect to the Creator and to reveal light in the world. So the whole idea is to connect so you can be better for others, not so you can make more money or things can kind of go your way, because it's the wrong intention, even if you're doing great things. So angels are also called Magidim, and they're really angels and advisors that speak to us. And the more you focus on your spiritual actions and you have the right consciousness, your messages will be more clear. Oftentimes our actions are mixed with good and bad, so we get really unclear messages. So I know I do. Sometimes I'll want an answer for something and it's kind of in the gray. And that really shows that maybe my actions weren't so clear, so I'm really drawing confusion or a mix of both. Has anyone ever experienced kind of a message that's come to them or something that's clear, and does this sound familiar or is divine inspiration? Please.
It was in a class that I was taking geology, and I didn't believe in reincarnation back then. And to me, just studying about the rocks and how the cycle, and even a rock has a different cycle. So I was studying, and I was like, oh, this is so amazing. And then I hear voices that sounded like me, and I say, that is how reincarnation is possible. And my jaw dropped, because I was like, oh, it makes sense. You know, even in the, there's a cycle, everything has a cycle. And of course, as humans, we have a cycle and we're not just, you know, this piece of meat. So I started digging into reincarnation and different area or beliefs in reincarnation until I found Kabbalah, where, you know, it made sense to me. It resonated with, okay, this sounds like something, like, okay, this is the clue. It is what it is, you know.
Right.
So that was my, to look into spirituality. And from there on, you know, it's been a lot of the struggles that I've encountered in my life come from past lives, you know, correcting or so on and so on.
Right. And you know, that's, thank you for sharing. And you know, we covered in the last class how being a rock is part of that cycle. And if you speak bad about others or you have a lot of negative speech, you'll come back as a rock because you're forced not to speak. So it really prevents you from going to that next stage. And you know, sometimes you'll go from a rock to a vegetable, to an animal, to human, and you can jump, but it's really part of that cycle, whether it's a human or a rock, which is, you know, which is beautiful in a way because it's all connected, but also you want to know how not to come back as a rock, because that's a tough one. You can't really do anything fun, no eating, no dancing. So thank you for sharing. Anyone else in terms of maybe an experience they've had with divine inspiration or a message?
If I'm struggling with something or if I have a tough time, I'll I'll be listening to the radio and I'll hear my grandma's favorite song, and it's like, oh, okay, everything will be fine. So it's always that one song that comes up when I'm just in my thoughts, and it's like a reassurance.
It's beautiful. So another way that we can receive messages or divine inspiration or guidance is through animals. So a lot of animal lovers here, as I know. And, you know, everything, speaking about the rocks and speaking about the animals, everything around us is alive and is part of a reincarnation. And depending on where you are, you have a certain role and something to play. So I'm going to go through some different types of animals and kind of explain what their role is and really what the message is. So spiders, if they're in your house, you probably want to kick them out or remove any webs, because that represents delays in your life and challenges. So if you ever see spider webs, hopefully you're going to clean it up anyways. But really removing it allows you to remove any challenges or blockages, and that is a message from spiders. Dogs, for those of you that have dogs, when you come home and they run to you and they bow before you, like a downward dog yoga pose, then that means good news is coming, which is awesome because it's great to see. And if you come home after a long day and they kind of turn their back on you, not so good. Hopefully that doesn't happen. I know your dog is always, yeah. And then birds, depending on the type of birds, they really can bring very different messages. So ultimately, birds deliver messages from above to below, and depending on the type of birds, they have different messages. So the ones that can't make a sound, those don't really bring good news. So the ones that can't chirp, for example, like an owl, the Ari would talk about the chirping of the birds, and there's a language to the birds that really tell you kind of what's going to happen, and it can tell you what's going on in the day. So not just from the chirping, but the way a bird moves its wings, you can know everything from what's going to happen during the day to what's happening in the stock market, which I think is fascinating. And ultimately, the birds allow an opening to take your words to a higher level. So we know the birds that don't speak, that don't chirp, not good news. Crows or ravens, those also deliver bad news. Often that means disease may be coming, but sometimes they can deliver positive news. Falcon always tell good news, which is great. Hopefully we just see them all the time. A sparrow gives good news and also lets you know that disease will be going away. So a sparrow. And you'll always find birds where there's a lot of people, because ultimately they're there to be a messenger. So you'll never find birds somewhere where people don't live. And really their job is to say what's going to happen. And also if you're engaging in something bad, they can kind of tell on you and snitch on you, which isn't so fun. So in a way, they're connecting you to above, whether it's positive or negative. It's like a messenger. And really a lot of secrets in spirituality is understood by the chirping of the birds. So everything can be understood through the language of the birds. So, you know, I want to know how the birds are talking and what messages I can get. So really, what can I do to connect? And it sounds great. So can I just have a falcon come to my door every day and really just give me good news? And it sounds like a great deal, because a lot of us aren't really sure and we want that message. So there's certain things that you can do to actually connect to the divine inspiration and really get those messages. So I'm going to share those with you. The first one is to be quiet. So if a person can speak less and not speak like nonsense or rubbish, they're actually able to connect more to the divine inspiration and hear the messages. So ultimately, if you're speaking all the time, you really can't hear. So good listeners usually don't speak a lot. I talk a lot. So for me, I know I struggle with the be quiet. But you know, we all have, some people don't like to talk as much and they're great listeners. So just really being conscious of what you're saying and what's really coming out of your mouth, because oftentimes if you can be quiet and really listen, then you can hear the messages. And it's not just from the birds, it could be someone walking by you and just saying something random, which isn't random, that's a message for you directly. Another way that you can connect and really open that up for you is crying. So I don't mean like crying to get attention or crying in like a movie, but really just crying when you're alone. And the crying and the tears actually remove negativity. So it's actually a good idea at night to cry for all the things that you haven't achieved. So you come into this world, your soul comes to do something, and you cry because you haven't reached that. It's not about crying because you're a victim and you feel bad for yourself. It's really crying because you know there's so much that you can do and you're missing it. So it's not from a place of being a victim. It's really a place because you want more and you want to reach that potential. It washes away negativity and allows you to connect to the Creator so you can actually have help. And you know, it's not just crying for no reason or you get emotional and you just feel like crying. It's really just crying because you yearn for that connection. Sometimes it's a good idea even to fall asleep from crying so much. It actually really can cleanse and help bring fulfillment. So I know this one's a little personal, but has anyone ever kind of felt maybe a message or something kind of open up for them after, I don't want to say being quiet, but maybe crying or maybe something challenging, maybe a message came in? I know, that's a tough one.
I just felt that what happened where, yes, it was a big struggle and serious situation in my life. And then, yeah, I cried myself because it was too much for me to bear.
Right.
And the following day, it was like nothing happened. That's how I knew this. Everything was going to be well.
Right.
And surely, little by little, I started seeing ways to take care of the situation or people that approached me to help. So that just felt like a relief, like from having a huge weight on my shoulder after crying and crying myself to sleep. That's how I woke up the next day. Like nothing happened. Like I was, you know, okay.
That's amazing. So I'll share something personal. Can't believe I'm saying this, but here we go. About a month ago, there was just like a lot going on with work, and my cousin passed away about 11 years ago, and he died in a car accident, and he was always my go-to call for everything. So he was my best friend, and you know, sometimes I forget, and it's been 11 years, and I go to call him, and clearly I can't. And you know, I was invited to his best friend's wedding, and I got a little upset that, you know, really setting this wisdom, and you know, he was 26. Did he reach his soul purpose, or where was he in his journey? And really, kind of asking those questions, because ultimately, he went somewhere else. And I started crying that night, and it kind of overtook me, and I fell asleep crying because I was just sad that I didn't know or I couldn't connect him or if there was something I can do to help his soul, and really kind of asked for some kind of message or if there was something I can do for him or for his family. So that night I actually dreamt about him, and it was the first time in many years. And in my dream, he was sitting down with me and his family, and he was glowing, and nobody else was glowing in my dream, and he was just glowing and looked exactly the same, if not more radiant. And in the dream, I was not sure what was going on, because in my dream he was alive, and he looked at me and he said, you know, I'm gonna come with you to this event next week, and you know, I said, you're really going to come with me, but you don't come with me anywhere. And he goes, I come with you everywhere you go. You just don't see me. And he's like, you know, he told his family too, he goes, I'm with you guys all the time, but just because you can't see me doesn't mean I'm not with you guys helping you. So I wake up and I was calm and I felt at such peace. So I was a little hesitant to kind of call his family and share my dream. But I thought, you know, he gave me a message and it was for me and it was for his family. So I ended up calling his dad, which I was very hesitant to do because, you know, even after 11 years, it's very difficult for him to speak about his son. And I called his dad and I said, look, I had a dream. I haven't dreamt about him in maybe 10 years. And he told me to tell you that he's always with you and that he's watching even though you can't see him. And his dad started crying and got really emotional. And I said, I'm so sorry. Like, I just really wanted to share that. He goes, you know, I'm really glad you told me this because yesterday we spent the whole day at the cemetery. And I said, oh, I didn't know. He goes, you know, we were there all day and we were cleaning the flowers and replanting flowers. And out of nowhere, this man came and we were looking for someone to help us replant the flowers and to clean up the area, but there was no one. And out of nowhere, this guy comes, puts his hand on my shoulder and says, please, sir, get up, let me help you. He ends up cleaning up the whole area and doing everything and vanishing. So he said, I knew there was something that happened yesterday and I really wanted a message, so thank you for telling me. And I think the whole idea is, like, whether it was the crying or really asking for the message or his experiences, sometimes when we really surrender to that and ask for that help or ask for that guidance, we get such a gift to not only I got for myself to know that he's always there, but his parents and his family, you know, spent that whole day doing all these things for him and they probably felt that he didn't even know that they were there. So we think, you know, oftentimes it can come in a dream or it can come through a messenger or it can come through the man that helped them at the cemetery in such a beautiful, profound way. So another way that we can really connect to divine inspiration and really get the clear messages and really connect is when we're doing spiritual actions to be really happy. So if you're going to go to a soup kitchen and you're going to help feed people, can't go there and say, well, I'm going to go help people and I'm in a bad mood. And, you know, if you're going to do something spiritual and you're going to help people, you really have to be happy because ultimately you're affecting other people. And if you can engage in that happiness while you're doing something spiritual, then you can really fix negativity. And I know you guys are getting confused for some telling you to cry and I'm telling you to be happy. And it's really about crying for your missed opportunities and the things that your soul has not yet achieved and being happy for all the good actions that you can actually partake in. Things to avoid that prevent divine inspiration. So sadness. So depression and sadness actually block a prophecy and for you to receive messages. So we all have moments of sadness. We all have been through very challenging experiences in our lives. But I think when it's the idea of getting stuck in the sadness too long and allowing that sadness to take over, the divine inspiration can't come in. Because when you go into a place of sadness, you're not thinking about how you can help someone. You're not thinking about what your soul purpose is. You're not thinking about what value you can add. It really just becomes about you. And there's no way for anything to really come in because you're closed off emotionally and spiritually. Anger is another one. So getting angry, you're unable to connect to divine inspiration or messages. It actually blocks the positive angels from coming when you're angry as well. So anger, sadness, not a good thing. And another tool that Eliyahu has shared in his lectures is sometimes it's a good idea once a day to maybe look outside of a window and to really look up at the sky and really connect to how small you are and how you're a small piece of something so much greater, because oftentimes we think the world revolves around us and everything is about us, but really connecting to how we're part of something so big allows us to really connect and to be open for that inspiration. Does anyone want to share maybe something that seems like they can do or they can maybe avoid, or maybe a struggle that they find in whether it's happy while being spiritual or anger? I mean, I've shared my road rage many times. So every time I have road rage, not allowing the divine inspiration to come in. Anyone? Crying. Some people can't cry. I can cry very easily. Nothing? I mean, is it easy, like, for you guys to engage in like a spiritual action? Are you usually happy when you do it, or does it feel like a chore sometimes? Like if you're gonna go volunteer or do something to help someone, do you notice that when you come with good intentions and you're happy that the other person feels different, or is it the same because you're helping?
Being happy while you're doing something for charity obviously makes a huge difference.
Right. Not only for you, but for the people that you're helping, right? Because it's better not to do something if you're not engaged. Because other people can feel it. If they feel maybe you just feel bad, or you're just doing it because you have to. And I've noticed when I've done it, when I'm not in the mood, and when I'm in the mood, it's completely different. I actually enjoy it more than the person I'm helping if I'm coming from that place. Any questions on any of those? I know, they're all so easy. Don't get sad, don't get angry. You know, and it's not, look, we all get sad, we all can get angry, but it's really just being aware that when you go into that place, you're preventing yourself from connecting and from getting out of it. So oftentimes, like if I get upset about something, it's easier to jump out of it and to not stay in there so long, because you realize, hey, if I'm sad, I can't really help anyone. I can't help myself. I can't help anyone around me. No one wants to be around me. I just want to be in a room and do nothing. You realize how much it's about you, and you're actually, you know, not helping anyone. Sometimes even if you're sad, it's a good idea to go for a walk or do something nice for someone, because you're not focusing on yourself, you're focusing on others, and that actually helps you get out of the sadness. So I'd like to do a short meditation on kind of what we've covered. So if everyone would like to uncross their hands and feet and close your eyes, please. Feet flat on the floor. You can have your palms up or uncross your hands and your legs. I want you to take a deep breath in, deep breath out. Deep breath in, deep breath out. And I want you to start feeling relaxed all the way from your feet. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Feeling it going up your calves, all the way up to your knees. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Feel your thighs being relaxed. Deep breath in, deep breath out, going up to your stomach. Inhale, exhale, going up your chest, up to your shoulders, going up to your neck. Feel your face, your mouth, your eyes being relaxed. Deep breath in, deep breath out, and relaxing all the way up to your head. Now I want you to imagine you're in a calming place, whether it's a beautiful beach, a forest, a serene body of water. Deep breath in, deep breath out. And you're standing in this place and you feel that you're in true peace. Your soul is calm. Deep breath in, deep breath out. You're focusing on your breathing. You feel tranquil and relaxed in this beautiful place. Deep breath in, deep breath out. You feel the sun shining on your face. You feel the wind on your skin. Deep breath in, deep breath out. In this place, you feel absolute clarity. Your soul is connected, and you feel open and clear to receive messages, divine inspiration, and assistance. Deep breath in, deep breath out. You feel true happiness and peace where you are. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Now, in front of you, you see a note floating in front of you. I want you to slowly grab the note and hold it in your hands. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Now, I want you to open the note and see if there's a message written for you. Deep breath in, deep breath out. It could be a yes or a no, or a specific answer to something you've been looking for. Deep breath in, deep breath out. And I want you to look at the note and remember what it says. Deep breath in, deep breath out. And how whatever is written on this note, you've been looking for this answer. Deep breath in, deep breath out. You're very thankful to the surroundings in your place and very thankful for the message that has come to you. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Now you're going to take this note with you and you're going to take a deep breath in, deep breath out. We're going to count to five. Five deep breaths, five, four, deep breath in, deep breath out, two, deep breath in, deep breath out, and one, deep breath in, deep breath out. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. So does anyone want to share if they saw something in the note or connected to a message? Alan, Nicole?
You are protected.
Great.
I saw let go of your anger.
Wow. Yeah. I need one of those too. Did anyone else see anything? And you know, this is oftentimes we look for the answer and we kind of run in circles, and sometimes it's as simple as taking a few minutes and really connecting to something beyond yourself or being in that place where a message can come so clearly as both of you saw. You know, and sometimes if it doesn't come, you ask for it to come. Because really having the need for it and the openness allows the message to come to you more clearly. So I'm going to do a quick takeaway of what we covered, because I know you all memorized it. So today, and of course the first two classes as well. So key takeaways today, we spoke about achieving divine inspiration. So really working on your positive actions so you can hear clear messages. So if you're engaging in negative actions and you're doing positive ones as well, your messages won't be so clear. They'll be a little bit fuzzy, might be in a different language. So really the actions that we do, we're connecting to positive angels and allowing those messages to come to us clearly. how do we receive messages? So this can come in many forms, as we've shared, dreams, through animals, through our own voice, and really being open to things coming in a different package. Sometimes we want things in a certain way, we want a certain person to give us the message, but you can just be walking on the street and someone will blurt out something that's a message for you. And really being aware and open to it, or, you know, seeing it on a billboard. Oftentimes, we're really busy with speaking and not being open that we don't even hear the messages that are very clear for us. I shared this last week about after I gave away peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I saw a license plate that said peanut butter and jelly love. And it was amazing, but I think the thing that really happens all day is those messages always happen. You know, there's a license plate that's giving us a message, or, you know, you hear that song on the radio, that's a message for you that everything's gonna be fine, but sometimes we're so busy kind of with ourselves that we don't see or hear certain things that we're meant to hear. And then really, what can I do to connect? What proactive things can I do to hear those messages? So we spoke about being quiet, my favorite one. You know, crying for the right reasons, really crying from a place that your soul is not where it needs to be, and not because we want attention or we're a victim, but because we really do want to connect, and we come from that crying, which actually cleanses us. And then, of course, you know, happy being spiritual and really engaging in that happiness and embracing it, which is not always so easy, because sometimes we think we're doing someone a favor by helping them, and ultimately that person is allowing us to do them a favor. So, you know, I know a lot of times I've volunteered and I'm like, oh, they're so lucky that I'm here, but really you can't help someone if there's no one to help. Same thing with giving charity. If there's no one to receive it, you're unable to be a giver. So really connecting to the happiness when we're engaging in those things, and avoiding sadness and anger, because that blocks us from receiving those messages and really connecting. So with that, thank you. Does anyone have any questions or comments or jokes?
Jokes.
I don't know. Well, it brings happiness, so.
Great speaker.
Thanks.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.